Ready for the weekend? We're here to get it started. This Weekend with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for being with us. The Wall Street Journal reports that millennials, especially older ones, are doing surprisingly well financially after years of gloomy predictions about the generation. Compared to baby boomers when they were the same age, elder millennials are wealthier. But the big driver of this is what the journal calls phantom wealth. An explainer from Katie Natopoulos, senior correspondent at Business Insider. Katie, what is it?
Phantom wealth, as we're referring to it, is kind of along the lines of the more common term being house poor, which is where you have a house and that's wealth, but you know, maybe you don't have a lot of extra money to spend each month. And what we've seen is that millennials are actually, that this is kind of the case for a lot of them. They're essentially house poor. So millennials, their biggest asset that they have in terms of wealth is real estate.
You made a good example of two stereotypical millennials having avocado toast, for example, in a cafe or something. Explain that one.
Sure. So what's interesting here, and there were two articles. One was written by a colleague of mine at Business Insider recently, and another one recently in the Wall Street Journal, both speaking to how millennials are actually, like, they're doing quite well overall as a generation. But speaking to this sort of idea of phantom wealth, that you might have two friends who maybe they earn the same amount of money, right? Their salaries are the same, their monthly income's the same, their housing costs, their grocery bills, maybe they have a you know, kids, they have a big daycare bill they have to pay. So they might be feeling that sort of squeeze on a daily basis of, you know, oh, I only have, you know, a little bit of extra fun stuff in my budget to go out to dinner with my friend or go out to have some avocado toast. You know, so they might be sort of feeling as if they're on equal footing where, ooh, when that bill for, you know, dinner comes, they both sort of feel the sting in the same way in terms of their pocketbooks. Except the difference would be if one of them happens to own a home and the other happens to rent, even if their mortgage and the rent payments are the same every month, one of them, on paper at least, is going to be much, much wealthier than the other.
We're speaking with Katie Natopoulos, senior correspondent at Business Insider. The caveats to this are what, Katie?
Well, obviously, not all millennials are the same, right? There's a huge array of factors that can affect, you know, how well someone is doing in the world. What we found is that on the whole, in general, on average, millennials are wealthier, especially elder millennials, at this age than even baby boomers were at this age. So that's actually a surprise and sort of goes against the narrative that we've long heard that millennials are this generation that, you know, because of recessions and COVID and 2008 have been, you know, really down on their luck. They'll never own homes, da, 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 da. But there are some caveats. So also compared to boomers, the wealth gap, so the difference between the top 20% and the bottom 20% of millennials is even bigger than it was for boomers at this age. And it's also a lot starker when it comes to race. So the biggest source of wealth for millennials is home ownership. But Black millennials are half as likely to own a home as white millennials. And that's actually a bigger gap than any other generation for when they were this age.
Does this tell us anything about what Gen Z might go through?
That's a great question. I mean, Gen Z is not really yet of the age where it would be typical for them to be homeowners. And I think that it's really curious what is going to happen there in terms of the real estate market. You know, will it be actually super unaffordable for Gen Z to be able to ever buy a house? You know, right now, interest rates are still high, prices are still high. It's really hard for a young, you know, the oldest Gen Z are, you know, 28. Some of them are starting families and looking to buy their first home. That's going to be really hard for those young people. Are they going to be able to do it? Are things going to change?
Thanks, Katie. Katie Natopoulos, senior correspondent at Business Insider. Coming up next, outgrowing a friendship.